This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll continue with calls after our roundtable leaves us here in about 5 minutes. And, of course, Roger Stone's coming on with a lot of breaking news. But we're going to your calls right now as well. Let's talk to Vincent in Washington. You're on the air. Vincent, what's your comment on the whole FBI not calling for an indictment of the invincible Hillary?
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good, brother.
I tell you what, I am so speechless at the corruption and criminal activity that's going on by the government. And so many times you talk about, you know, it's like Twilight Zone. These people are doing stuff right in people's faces, and it's like the majority of the country is so brainwashed.
Yeah.
It's like right in your face. They don't care. And people act like it's just normal.
Well, that's what I'm getting from the listeners, is the same thing. Just flabbergasted. We know she lied and said she didn't have the server, didn't have the email, had one device. We know she ordered them to cut the classified tops off. We know everybody's saying she should be indicted. And it's just, then you ask, what else is she going to get away with? Good. Same point everybody's making, Vincent. I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Yeah. Just, you know, if Comey basically just said, yeah, like David Knight said, the political elite have given their Declaration of Independence from the law. They don't have to obey it. We do. And a quick thing on the gun grab. You know how the California governor, he signed all those gun laws. They're stripping the guns from the state of California. It's becoming a communist state. And then on top of that, to show how much they don't have to obey law, the California Senate votes 28-8 to exempt themselves from the law.
I forgot that. I saw that last week.
Wow.
That's what I mean. It's like literal. They are tax exempt. Like in the EU, they can have guns. Nobody else can. It's right. New royalty. Jakari, I think, thank you so much, Vincent. Jakar, I think it comes down to this. This is not just a declaration of independence against the law. It's a political revolution of the new royalty. I mean, I think that's what this is. I think it's what we call this. The final comments from Jakar and David Knight.
Well, they are acting as if they're royal, you know, because they want a separate, as the caller was saying right there, they want a separate set of rules for themselves and the little people. You know, they go to these buildings. You know, I want everybody to understand when you see these senators, these congressmen, these presidents, even your local city council saying we want to ban guns, we want to get rid of guns. They work in a building 9 to 5 with taxpayer-funded armed security. I'm sure they feel very safe when they go to work in the morning. But I'm talking about for everybody else in the country, if you work the graveyard shift in a bad part of town, you may need a little something to protect yourself.
Well, that's what makes this country so great, is the fact that we are given the right to defend ourselves and our families.
We're one of the only countries they haven't taken the right, David.
As the laws become more draconian, Alex, on us, on the individual citizens, as they become more unconstitutional, they give more immunity to themselves. Think about the fact that we had Nixon and Clinton impeached, okay? Both of these were, people would say they were relatively minor charges. Nixon obstructed justice and Clinton committed perjury, okay? That's what they were impeached for. That was the pattern back then. Now they're saying, don't touch me. And, of course, under Clinton, you had the CIA director, John Deutsch, who did essentially the same thing. And he was not only indicted but convicted and then pardoned by Bill Clinton. Don't
That's
try
right.
to
Let's go further.
Know
Let's,
what was going on with us.
Final question, 20 seconds from each. Now that they're above the law, what's the next shoe to drop?
I agree that they're going to come after their political enemies. They've already been doing that. We've seen how they focus. And, you know, no one is going to be exempt from this. And even the leftist media is now going, whoa, wait a minute. What have we done? Hillary's a monster. Everyone's protecting her. And they're complicit in this.
Yeah, where are people's instincts? David Jakar?
Well, you know, Alex, Thomas Drake, who I interviewed once, he said in 2010, he said, what I didn't realize at the time was that he was the opening shot in the Obama administration's war on whistleblowers. He said they were way beyond what Bush did. Bush merely threatened. He
that's
said,
right. That's
he
right. Actually Jakari, came after what's the next shoe to drop? What's the next shoe to drop?
Censorship of the media. Censorship of the media. That, well, they don't really need it because they have enough of the media in their pocket. But for everybody else, InfoWars.com, other ones out there, I'm pretty sure they're going to come after us pretty hard.
That's right. That's right, folks. We'll be back. Great job, crew. Stay with us. More callers. We'll get back to you.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Yep, from the former United States of America, in occupied FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. I mean, it's really true. We're under world government. It's all being announced. The Brexit has come out. They've said, look, we don't care if England leaves. We're just going to keep you in there. And we're going to dissolve nation armies and merge all the countries now so you can't ever escape. And we are totalitarian. We are authoritarian. They're actually saying that. That's in the news. We've written articles about it. We've covered it in the last week. It's just amazing. But see, tyrants always get delusional when the people start to say no and try to double and triple down. And I think the FBI director saying Hillary's above the law now, coming out saying we can't indict her, there's not enough evidence, no one would indict her when there's dozens of reasons to indict her, lying, being caught lying, classified information, ordering the tops of the classified stuff cut off. This really is the demarcation line. I mean, I'm 100% in for Trump now. I halfway held my nose about a year ago, knowing he was a patriot and a good guy, but disagreeing with some of the stuff he did. Well, now he's a nationalist. He's got incredible courage. He's gone all out. They're coming after him with the controlled media. He's not getting any big establishment money, just more of an endorsement. I'm 100% now behind Donald Trump. I'm all in. And this is an epic moment, folks, where it never in modern American history, really in 240 years, we celebrated our birthday yesterday, have I seen anything this naked. My head is spinning. My resolve is stronger than ever. It's the best of times, worst of times. People are waking up. Good things are happening. Big announcement here. Cleveland just backed off for the second time and said, okay, you can have your rallies. You can have your pro-Trump events that I and Roger Stone and Jay Morgan and Diamonds and Silk and Ralph King and so many others are going to be speaking at. United Women for Trump, Millennials for Trump, Students for Trump, Truckers for Trump, Tea Partiers for Trump, Bikers for Trump, Vets for Trump, InfoWars, We Will Walk, Christians for Trump, Conservatives for Trump, Students from Trump. I mean, I just can't go through it all here. And that's up on InfoWars.com. That's from Citizens for Trump and America First Unity Rally coming up. I'm going to be there in Cleveland. It's going to be epic. We've got the big article on InfoWars.com exclusive. Bill Clinton and the selling of U.S. security, the communist Chinese, the Russians, and others. But are they too corrupt to fail? Are they too tied in? Too many accomplices? Why do the Clintons seem so invincible? The man who wrote the definitive book on the Clinton crime family and their war on women, Roger Stone, former campaign head of Trump's campaign, his business partner is the head of the campaign. And, of course, he's separate from the campaign, so he can operate freely, but he always gives us the key, next-level info before it happens. So, StoneZone.com. Roger, thank you for joining us today.
Alex, delighted to be with you, as always. It's an extraordinary day. I must tell you, 9 presidential campaigns, 40 years in American politics. I've never seen anything like this. We are obviously no longer a nation of laws. Now we're a nation of men. Although the FBI director had this great reputation as a by-the-book law and order guy, obviously that is not the case. He said Hillary was careless. Judge Napolitano's made it clear in his analysis over and over again that criminal negligence here was more than sufficient for an indictment. Negligence, carelessness, I believe they're the same thing. So it boggles the mind that she's getting a pass, but I don't think she's going to get a pass from the voters.
Why do you think Comey didn't go after her? I mean, she got caught lying about it. She got caught cutting the tops off. She got caught manipulating. Foreign governments were inside the servers. This is espionage. Clearly, she was using it as a Dropbox to sell data and then claim she had plausible deniability. It's very clear. I talked to a lot of experts. They concur. But why is she too big to fail with the establishment?
I guess the global elites cover for each other. I think that's what's going on here. And unfortunately, it turns out our FBI director is one of the global elites. I mean, what kind of a signal does this send to everyone else who's in government? What kind of a signal does this send to every American citizen? Basically, it says violate any law you want, but if you're big enough, if you're influential enough, if you have enough money and you're well-connected in the media, the law literally does not apply for you. I think Donald Trump now has an opening to take the wood to Hillary. And I'd also say, Alex, the premium now is on selecting a running mate, a vice presidential running mate, who is an attack dog, someone who can take the case right to Bill and Hillary and expose not only the ins and outs of the email scandal, but all of their scandals.
How about you for vice president? You're a good attack dog.
Nobody, I could never pass the background check. I have too colorful a lifestyle. Now, we need somebody who has government experience, but someone who's a nationalist, someone who believes, as Trump does, that it's time to seal our borders, that it's time to repeal these ridiculous globalist trade deals that are destroying our job climate in this country, someone who will get our fiscal house in order, stop the bailouts for the crooks on Wall Street, and generate jobs for the working people of America.
Sure, clearly.
Some excellent choices out there, and he's playing it very close to the vest. I don't know who he's going to pick, but I do know it will be a patriot. I do know it will be a nationalist. I know it will be somebody who adheres to the Trump agenda.
Is Sessions still up at the top of the list?
Well, I think he is still under consideration. I think Jeff Sessions is a good man, and I think I've said on your show that he'd be my personal choice. But I think the Donald is casting a very wide net. He wants to find the very best person. But now there's a premium on someone who can really take the attack to the Clintons, because we know Donald Trump is not shy. Notice last week he said, folks, the system's rigged. It's completely rigged. So he foreshadowed what was going to happen here. I think that this is a blow to the Clintons. They may be celebrating the fact that she isn't going to go to prison, at least not for this. But this is a heavy burden to carry into a general election.
Well, I mean, it is paradoxical that she's this evil, corrupt witch with this horrible background on record and all these crimes, and it's flagrantly obvious that she's being protected. It seems the mission is somehow reach out to her constituents. But if you watch the interviews we do in Austin or in California or other places with Democrat voters, on average, these, unfortunately, are frighteningly ignorant people. I mean, they don't know what the July 4th is. They don't even know what the three branches of government are. They just know, hey, there's some woman, and I feel powerful if I cast my vote for a woman inside some type of groupthink. How do you reach people that I don't think are as informed or awake as Helen Keller when she was a child? You know, she had such a great human spirit, she could actually be reached out to even though she was, you know, blind and deaf. I mean, how do you get through to a zombie? I don't understand it.
Well, the good news is I don't think Hillary supporters are monolithic. I think the ripest target are a third of the Bernie Sanders supporters who oppose these globalist trade deals, who oppose the Iraq war, who oppose the two-party duopoly that has brought this country to the brink of disaster.
Well, exactly. How could a thinking person vote for Hillary?
Well, I don't think the people who are voting for her are thinking people. That you've made that point. I think they're zombies. But the question is, I think we have more supporters at the end of the day than they do.
Roger, I've been asking the questions here. I mean, I think Donald Trump's just getting better and better, hitting her so hardcore. But what he's saying is all true. When you talk about taking the wood to Hillary, how does Donald, I mean, we know he's his own man, but if you're advising him, how do you take the wood to Hillary? How do you really take the gloves off and put brass knuckles on?
Well, the best news, of course, is we're going to have multiple debates, and there is no better place for a confrontation with the Wicked Witch of the West than in those debates. Trump is a brawler. Therefore, nothing is off limits here, whether it is the Clintons' epic abuse of women because Bill is a sexual predator and Hillary has played the role of covering up his crimes by bullying and intimidating and threatening his victims, or whether it is the epic corruption of the Clinton Foundation, or whether it is the fact that Bill sold this country's security out. I have a long piece on InfoWars today, an exclusive piece. When we can talk about that another day, because I think the news here trumps everything. But the Clintons are guilty of treason. I mean, they have literally traded the technology regarding the targeting of our missile system.
Well, this is what it's all about, actually. Let's skip this network break, and let's talk about the article that's, I'm going to move to the top of InfoWars.com and retweeted it at Real Alex Jones and on Facebook. Everybody, just because you're patriots, libertarians, conservatives, veterans, you know about the 90s and the missile secrets, the MIRV technology, the boost systems, the targeting systems, the whole nine yards to have our ICBMs, the best in the world, given to the Chi-Coms, totally insane. Just to show how brazen and crazy the Clintons are, we need to get this article out because the general public doesn't remember this or doesn't know about it. So let's talk about the treason of the Clintons. Let's get into your article. Part one is the Russians. Part two is the Chinese.
Well, it's really extraordinary, Alex. I don't think this got very much coverage at the time. The real irony here is that rather than indicting, or I should say, rather than impeaching Bill Clinton for dallying with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office, he should have been impeached and convicted, and then I think subsequently charged with treason for these two transactions. In essence, he ignored U.S. law to trade high-level technology to the Russians. But even more egregious, he essentially took $300,000 in illegal Chinese campaign contributions, passed through Johnny Chung in return for a three-party transaction in which he sold the actual technology that targets our missiles, the accuracy of our missiles, to the Chinese government. by any other name, this is treason. Now, it's a long piece, and, you know, 2,500 words. That's why I was happy to give it to InfoWars, because I think it needs the public exposure. I intend to come back and recycle this yet again, because I'm afraid we get kind of wiped out by the FBI news today.
Sure, let me ask you this question, because it all fits together. It's all in the same soup. I know there's different power structures and things, but why do the elite allow the Clintons to do things nobody else can do? I mean, the nuclear reactors to North Korea that are used to build A-bombs, when they could have given them reactors that don't do that? I mean, beyond the Clintons, who do you think they really represent? Because a lot of smart money says it's mainly the communist Chinese, a little bit of Saudi Arabia, as a second player. But, I mean, it's just, why do they work against the U.S. interests so much? Why are they out to get us? You know, it's the bitter clinger comments. I mean, why? They already run the country. Why are they out to get us?
I don't think they have any loyalty to anyone. I don't think they're loyal to the Chinese, nor are they loyal to the United States. They are all about the money. They're all about the acquisition of wealth and power. So, in truth, they will do anything for cash. That is the epic story of the Clinton Foundation, which is not a charitable organization, but a slush fund for grifters.
Why do our elites allow them to operate like this?
Because the mainstream media does not rouse the populace, and because the people don't know. Therefore, there's no pressure on our institutions to bring them to justice. The story of the treasonous activities in both regard to the Russians and the Chinese, and as you point out, the North Koreans, has never gotten the kind of media coverage that it would require to rouse the people. I firmly believe if people knew about these things, they would be angry and they would act. That's the strength of InfoWars and Breitbart and Daily Caller and all the other important alternative media that did not exist in the 80s when the Clintons perpetrated these crimes the first time. So, the Clintons' response to all of this is, well, that's old news. You know what? No news is old if nobody heard it the first time. To them, it's new news. And
ICBMs that can destroy our whole country and world that our crazy elite, the Clintons, gave to them, that is big news that they're going to be back in, and they've helped fund ISIS, Al-Qaeda. These people are pure evil. What is on your radar? Because I've got a bunch of questions. I want to talk about how Trump's doing, where this is going, what other attacks you expect, the polling numbers. There's a lot to cover one at a time here. But what else do you want to get out there to the audience, Roger?
Well, I do. We have a big victory today, as you announced at the beginning. We have finally prevailed over the city of Cleveland. We have our permits after going to court and being represented by the liberal ACLU to do so. We have knocked down their restrictions on free speech. We don't need to bring the duct tape to Cleveland and put it over our mouths to demonstrate the outrageousness of their anti-free speech position. So the rally at which you are speaking, I am speaking, many other patriots are speaking, is July 18th at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Settlers Landing Park. We now have a permit from the city of Cleveland. We are scrambling to raise the money to pay for the staging that is required by the city, the public address system we will need, the marshals, and all of the
other. How much money do you need?
We're going to have to raise at least $30,000 to pay for everything soup to nuts. As you know, we stopped our fundraising when the city stopped negotiating with us. Now we have to gin it back up.
Well, let me just say this. I've already signed a contract, and I went ahead and doubled down. Two contracts, $30,000 plus $5,000 for the banner in Cleveland, and then $30,000 plus $5,000 for the banner. We're doing two banners. One's InfoWars, one is Hillary for prison. We're going to mainly fight the Hillary for prison one, but the InfoWars is the backup one. Sometimes the banners tear after a few flights. But we're going to have planes for 4 days in the air, 2 days in each event, Hillary for prison, big, giant banners. That's a $70,000 investment. I'm taking all the profits from the Hillary for prison shirts and putting it into that. But we need to sell the shirts. They're $19.95. We're selling them at full price, not $5.95 like we were before, $5. That's at cost. I cannot do this, folks, without your support. I've already signed the contracts, so either the money comes in or somebody gets laid off, but that's not going to happen. I know the Patriots are going to come through. Buy your Hillary for prison shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But I'm doubling down. For my country, my kids, everything, Roger, I'm putting $10,000 down right now. Because this isn't like a political deal where it's limited, right? This is a free speech event. Can I give $10,000?
That is correct. There are no limitations whatsoever on what an individual can give. I've got to start hitting the phones very hard to help raise
well, listen,
the money.
Today, want to wire whatever, $10,000 from InfoWars towards this event. And again, this gets back to Trump. He obviously the big money's not going to come to him. He hasn't even asked for it. He's turned it down, the Adelson money, you know, to put Gingrich on the ticket. He's a hero for that alone. Hopefully that holds. But doesn't Trump need to go ahead and put some of the big money down first? He's already put down 50-something million of his own. But shouldn't he just all in, like $100 million, to cause a domino effect, break the ice?
Look, he put $40 million into his race for the nomination, and that ain't chopped liver. And he certainly has the wherewithal to do what is necessary, which is why I'm not nervous. In fact, like you, I kind of like that he hasn't taken the elite money with the strings on it. The greatest single attribute that he has going into this election is his independence, the fact that he can't be bought, he can't be bullied, he can't be bossed. He answers only to the American people, and he just will never adopt the globalist agenda. So, Alex, I thank you for your generosity. I think this is going to be a great rally, but the real message for all the Trump supporters out there is show of strength. We need a show of strength. Our rally is a peaceful demonstration.
And let me be clear. Let me interrupt you, Roger, because this is so important. Folks, okay, Roger Stone works 18 hours a day. He's got a really bad cold today. He's still on air with us because he knows this is history happening. He says he's never been involved. He's been involved in like eight different elections. He's seen nothing like this, okay? And this is history. That's why I'm all in. It's why I'm spending every amount of money that comes in this year on reporters and crew. Usually I take some profit and try to put some money back. I'm everything in this year because it's my kids, it's my country, it's my future. And I know you know that. But I'm telling you, beyond sending money to help pay for this event, they tried to ban three times, and there's been lawsuits, and we've battled them, and all the rest of it. Everywhere you've got to get in the streets. Everywhere you got to run for office. Everywhere you got to call into talk radio and put up YouTubes. Because we've got to get outside the Liberty Box and educate all these other folks very aggressively. But please, don't thank me when you call up. I want to thank you for your support, listeners. And I want to say, get your butts to Cleveland. I don't care if it's this one rally on this morning or whatever it is. They're trying to shut our free speech down everywhere. We got to use it or lose it. This is a war. And this is a fight. Okay? And so thank you for buying our products. Because, listen, you're only going to see bigger results out of it. What you put in, you're going to get back very aggressively deployed. But Roger, how do folks go and give donations right now to help pay for this rally?
We'll be posting site earlier today. If you go to CTRAG.org, we'll be accepting contributions there. That's the Committee to Restore America's Greatness. And we will transfer whatever we raise to pay for this rally. That is our immediate goal. But, look, I'm very excited about it. We've got an all-star lineup. I'm trying to get Ann Coulter to speak. Diamond and Silk will be there. This is going to be a great patriotic rally. And again, I stress, this is a peaceful demonstration. We know the Black Lives Matter and the Move On thugs paid for by George Soros will be there and will attempt in every possible way to incite violence so that the mainstream media can then blame that violence on Donald Trump's and his supporters. So come to Cleveland, but be prepared to turn the other cheek and show through numbers the support for Donald Trump.
And I'm going to be there, folks. Stand with us now. In closing, Hillary's a monster. She's a gangster. We can't. Nobody can complain at Trump for what he's done money-wise. He's already put in 40-something million. He's putting his life on the line. I really think this witch can't handle going up against him in debates. I think she's going to try to kill him. I mean, I look at photos of her and the way she's acting lately. She looks like a psychotic monster.
Yeah, I think she has a dual personality. I think the book by Gary Byrne, the Secret Service agent, which the Clintons are working overtime to suppress. They've been leaning on the networks. They've been leaning on the cable networks not to interview him, not to publicize.
They banned you on three cable networks?
Yeah, what can I say? It is outrageous that we would somehow think that what this agent who served his country has to say is somehow less important or less credible than two of the biggest liars in American history, Bill and Hillary Clinton. But if you listen to what Agent Byrne says, this woman is bipolar. She has two personalities.
StoneZone.com. Roger Stone, thank you for coming on. Even though you're under the weather, my friend, you're a tough guy, and we really appreciate you. We look forward to speaking to you again soon. In 10 seconds, is how's Trump's spirits? They look pretty strong.
He's in great mood. I talked to him yesterday, and he's feeling good. Like all Americans, he's outraged by the fix of Hillary's victory.
It's incredible. Let me say bye to you during the break. Roger Stone's our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I appreciate Denise holding. I appreciate Sergeant B holding. I appreciate Shane and Bonnie and Justin. Everybody, I'm going to get to all of you right now. Just briefly, I was talking to Roger Stone during the break about the fact that we have to raise like $32,000 just to have like a 4 or 5 hour rally down there. Look, there's going to be massive media coverage of this. It's right across from the RNC's meeting. The George Soros people aren't going to get permits. They're going to do whatever they want and run around and, you know, attack and spit on things and just do what they generally do. Because they serve the foreign multinational globalist. That's why they claim they're anti-establishment. They are the filth of the earth. what they make them get, PA systems, porta-potties, and pay for the police. That is wrong. It should be in the police budget to take care of big rallies and big demonstrations around key times like this. But it's libertarians and it's patriots and it's conservatives that try to not cause a disturbance. But I'll tell you something. When I get told I can't have a demonstration but other people can, I'm going to have it regardless. Well, the good news is they've backed off because of two different lawsuits, and they claim this is it. So that's why I'm going to this. I'm going to be part of this because it's a symbol of free speech. And the globalists are coming after free speech. But beyond that, I've got all sorts of tricks up my sleeve that are legal and lawful for Cleveland. But we're going to put out hundreds of thousands of leaflets. We're going to do other things. We're going to have aircraft in the sky. And believe me, Hillary will go to the level. We've had this before with the Democrats especially try to block us doing things like putting aircraft in the sky. That just becomes a bigger issue. See, people think you fight tyranny and then you get defeated at one level in one battle, you've lost. No, you learn about the enemy, you expose what they're doing, you show people they're tyrants. That's the beginning of the end. Like the corrupt EU saying, we're not going to allow a vote, we're just taking you over. Well, in the end, people started backlashing against that. Only submitting to tyranny is how you lose. Resisting it, you always end up winning. It may take 5 years, it may take 10 years. It may take 6 months, but the worm is turning. Just to give people the good news, InfoWars is one of the main focal points, not just here in the U.S., but all over the world, of resistance to globalism. And we've gone from being ridiculed, demonized, attacked, totally lied about, to more and more, especially in other nations. It's not just populists or right-wingers that like us. It's true liberals, and it's nationalists that are just common sense all over the world. From Brazil to South Africa, from Nigeria to Japan, from Russia to Germany, from the UK to Canada, from Mexico to Chile to Australia, InfoWars, in many cases, is more popular per capita in foreign nations. A couple African nations were like in the top 20 and stuff. It's crazy. So let me tell you something. People are listening worldwide. And Americans, to a certain extent, are in this bubble. Americans have the lowest level of passports, except for North Korea. Americans, on average, do have the fattest. And I'm not saying folks are overweight. I've been overweight before, too. But I'm just saying, on average, the fattest, dumbest, most lethargic people. Doesn't mean we're all bad, but statistically, we are at the bottom of the barrel. But that's starting to change, because once you hit bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up, right? Historically. So I want to commend all of you for your support. I want to commend you all for your prayers. That's what I really need. Because I'm in such a fight with the globalists. I know the stakes. I know how real it is. And I just get sick at my stomach. Like I'm not working hard enough. Like I'm not doing enough. Like I'm not. Sometimes I'm like 5 or 6. I got to do more work. And I want to. My spirit wants to. My flesh is weak. And I'm just like dizzy. I'm so exhausted, and I just got more to do, and I know I could fight the enemy, and I could put out a viral video, and I could really expose this, and I've got to learn to just go, I give it to God, this is all I can do, just turn loose. Or I'm going to have a heart attack by the time I'm 55, and I don't want that. So my kids deserve me to be healthy, but all I'm saying is don't call up telling me how great I am, because it's the opposite of that. My guts and everything are like, fight harder, and I'm very angry at myself, okay? And that's not a listening going, oh, Alex, you're doing good. Don't worry about it. I'm really telling you how I feel. Because I know how bad these people are. I know how evil they are. It really freaks me out. I mean, look at that photo that's up on Real Alex Jones on Twitter again. This is, I'm convinced, the most evil photo of Hillary I've ever seen. And you really look at her. I look at this photo of her, and, man, I actually, my heart flutters. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Those eyes tell you everything you need to know. Man, she enjoys power. She enjoys lies. She enjoys suppression. She treats everybody like crap. She doesn't give tips. She doesn't let you look her in the eye. She is an arrogant monster pig. She hates us so much, folks. Oh, my God. I think she might cause a nuclear war or something. There's something about her. I think I look at Kim Jong-un, and I also have the same feeling, but not as bad. It's just, oh, it's so, because they're so soft and weak, but because they're in a bully position, they can get away with anything. Oh, like a vampire. Briefly, I'm already putting planes in the sky for 4 days over the RNC and DNC. I looked at blimps. Those are just way too much. We're talking $500,000 commitment for a big blimp. And of course, that's like a multi-month contract. They go to all these different cities. They just don't do it where you go to one city. Can you imagine a blimp going around saying Hillary for president? Oh, that'd be the biggest thing ever. It's like Scarface, the world is yours. Instead, you're going to prison, Hillary. A Goodyear blimp. Of course, I know they'd get involved and block that. We've already got a couple backup Air Forces ready with the more primitive banners that if they try to block us with this group or something, you know, we'll just shift another backup plan. But the point is, we need to sell a lot of the Hillary for President t-shirts to pay for that. But regardless, I'm all in. InfoWarsStore.com. Our 4th of July mega special is going to be extended throughout the week. I'm only able to do this a couple times a year, but they've allowed us because of all the globalist talk of food shortages and food price increases, which I hope aren't the case, but we're preparing, you know, for the worst, hoping for the best here. We got 20 to 40% off all the great storable food there at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 20% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine, the good X2 that blocks the bad halogens, has changed my life. Alexa Pure Water Filter 20% off. Alexa Pure Air Filter 20% off. A lot of other specials as well. Check them all out at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And it is your purchase of these products that funds the operation. Plus, these are things everybody needs going into these very uncertain times. Patriots need to be self-sufficient. The enemy bets their whole game plan on us being dependent on them. And prepping now is absolutely essential. It's gone from a possibility of collapse to a probability to a certainty. It just depends on how bad it'll be. But worldwide, it's already in full swing. We're already in a depression in most areas. It's just unequally distributed. You can call toll-free to ask any questions about specials or to order via the phone as well. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay. I appreciate Denise and Sergeant B and Shane, everybody else holding. I'm going to go to you right now. Thank you for holding. Denise from Illinois, what do you think of the FBI director admitting she did all these horrible things but says they can't indict her?
Now, I'm calling just to point out the flags in the Comey speech on both sides of them. The blue flag that's the federal department. The word federal is upside down and backwards. So between their false flags and their theatrics, they're getting pretty sloppy. They don't really have the flags right. You don't really have a press conference. There's no, you know, media there, no flashbulbs going off. And if Hillary becomes president and 150 million loser jobs, I think we're going to have nothing better to do than walk the streets of Washington.
That's a good point that I didn't hear any press in there. But they called it a statement in the press conference. More and more, they tell the press what to do. They get their questions beforehand. More and more, we act like a Soviet nation.
Yeah, and if you look at those flags, who bought these flags? But talk a little prophecy now. As far as Hillary, she's president. I can't put out there the fact that Antichrist could be a woman. That's all I got to say.
All right, I appreciate your call. You know, everybody always says that every new evil leader is the Antichrist and Obama's the Antichrist and the rest of this. The Bible says there are many Antichrists, the Antichrist spirit. Then there is the Antichrist. But I think when you're selling baby parts and putting baby flavoring and soft drinks and selling us out to the communist Chinese, this is trying to break up families. I mean, these are evil people. These are evil, evil, evil people. I don't think there's any doubting that. And there are more and more signs in government of the wheels coming off. And look, the globalists want a civil war. And as I've gotten a little more sophisticated in the last few years, last decade or so, really, I realize we got big problems with government. But it's big mega corporations that have taken control of our government that want totalitarianism that have set it up. So instead of just blaming the TSA, when most of them are just workers that want a paycheck, and buy into this false narrative, some of them are bad, it's come out, we should blame Congress. It leaves our borders open, flies in all these foreigners, doesn't check them, but then checks us. This is slave training. So let's blame Congress instead of just blaming the TSA. And I say blame them too. And when it gets down to the police, yeah, we can all see footage out of 330 million Americans, bad cops and corruption and problems, and go after it. But just making it the issue and making, you know, shooting a cop while they pump gas or change a tire, that's how you fix things. That'll show them. That's all globalist garbage to absolutely bring this country into a civil war and brand the civil war as citizens running around burning things and overturning police cars. If there's a civil war in this country that the globalists start, we need to think about the big brokers, the globalists, the technicians, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment. You know, they want a war. I'm not calling for anything violent. I'm just, we need to identify the collaborators, the globalists, the people that have come in and taken control. The George Soroses of the world, who are trying to start a civil war in this country and who've successfully started them all over the world. Let's go ahead and go to Sergeant B from Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to put a call out to everyone listening. We need everyone out there who has any skills in multimedia, audio, video, PowerPoint, slideshows, you name it, need a campaign and start putting out a list of everyone who's been prosecuted for the same crimes Hillary committed with the quote by Director Comey saying no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case because it's obviously bull. Right in U.S. Code 793, it is stated in multiple paragraphs, very wordy. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it does state very clearly what he said in that press conference today, that she did commit these crimes, and it does state, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both.
That's right.
This needs to be viral. It needs to be put out in every single media, and it needs to be done now.
By the way, Joe Biggs, who's going to the border today, just ran into her earlier when Leanne was in studio, and said, look, we should start a meme basically showing all the people that have been charged for the exact same thing that Hillary did and do a poll basically of prosecutors to get their response. And we know what the answer is going to be. No, you would always be indicted for this. But that's a great point. We should go through and show all the people that have been indicted for a lot less. So that's a great point.
That's exactly it. And it's not just enough for us to talk to each other who are already knowledgeable about this. We need to reach out to these liberal idiots who don't have any concept of the rule of law, and we need to reach out to them and bang them over the head with this knowledge and get them to understand why it's wrong. She didn't break rules. She broke the federal law.
Well, look, I know all these idiot so-called leftists are really a bunch of moron fascists, but I want to say something to them. Communist China has killed over 100 million of its people. Mao killed 80-something million. Women and men are slaves. They have absolutely no rights unless they're in the party. It's total evil. No environmental standards, no nothing. But you're too busy hating America to ever realize how hellish Venezuela or China are. And so they don't care if Hillary sold out to the imams and sold out to these Gulf states that murder women and murder homosexuals. They just don't care. I don't think they care. They like the fact that they think they're on a winning team, even though they're schmucks being destroyed by Hillary. So I don't know how we reach out to them. I don't know how we get them to turn around. They are just horrible people.
We need to fight with the info war, exactly like your name states. It needs to be an info war. We need them to be knowledgeable, because that's the biggest problem in this country right now is ignorance. People are ignorant of the rules. They're ignorant of the law, and they think that when they see CNN, Comedy Central, and all these other stupid little media sources saying it's okay, they believe it because they're just plain ignorant.
We need videos that just state, you've been conned. You're in a trance. Comedy Central isn't your friend. They're lying to you. They're politically paid to do all this. Stewart's brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. This is a scam, kind of like the end of Running Man when they go, Damon is lying to you, and then show the lies. It's time to do it.
That's right. Absolutely. And it's not just even if people out there, like my call out was for people with these skills, even if you don't have those skills, people need to start having these conversations with people in the grocery store, at libraries, wherever you go. Start asking people. If you know somebody who is a Hillary supporter, ask them. Arm yourself with the knowledge of these other cases where people have been convicted and ask these people, why is it okay that these people are being convicted, but she doesn't have to be, that she can be president?
In 60 seconds, what would you say to one of these zombies to wake them up?
I would ask them. I would say exactly like I just said. Say, look, we have multiple cases. You can't even have the full list of all the people who have been prosecuted. These people have been prosecuted for the same laws that she violated. Why is it okay for her but not for them? Why is it that she can be president but they have to be in jail? I handled classified material myself when I was in the Army. If I did what she did, I would be in a federal prison right now. It would have been an open and shut case. But she gets to be considered as president of the United States.
That's because the globalists want a dictator. They want someone in who's an elected dictator. And people think, elected dictator, yeah. A dictator just ignores the laws. They may be elected, but they begin to do whatever they want. And they're setting the stage for Hillary to be a true dictator. That's exactly what the former senior service agent said, high level. He said, look, she wants a socialist dictatorship. And the average idiot hears that and goes, oh, good, I'll get free stuff. No, you'll be made a domesticated slave of the system. God bless you, Sergeant B. I appreciate your call. And it's not the Republicans are great either. That's why the Republican leadership has been against Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the takedown of America. They take down your law in front of you and set the precedent they can do anything they want, whenever they want. Shane in Oregon, you're up next. Then we're going to talk to Justin X, Lana, Paul, and others. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Please don't take the websites for granted. Please don't take the podcast for granted. Please don't take us being on this local station for granted, because massive censorship is already taking place. Massive restrictions are already being launched. We're in serious trouble.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
At one point in my life, I just stopped going to church. I didn't care that much about religion. Some friends of mine encouraged me to pick up the Bible and then showed me that a lot of what I was taught was not even in the Bible. They showed me a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The Q&A format was simple, and it helped me find my own answers. This website challenges and dismantles misguided religious doctrines. Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and join the discussion. thebiblesaysthat.org.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Look, I'm going to go right back to your calls, but I want to just say something historical that's a known fact. Every historian, every sociologist, anthropologist knows this. And I know most of you know this. A lot of folks I talk to aren't aware of this because they don't teach history anymore, real history. They just teach a bunch of guilt and hate the West because the globalists are bringing in a technocracy that the Renaissance and the ideas of the West threaten. Not that the West was ever anywhere near perfect. My God, the West has done some of the worst stuff, okay? But we've also done some of the best stuff. That's a fact. Those that dare greatly also stoop down pretty low. So I don't lionize the West. I just know it has boldly done things for liberty and the expansion of human freedom that nobody else has done. There's been a lot of other great teachings from other parts of the world. A lot of amazing stuff from Asia, you name it. But at the end of the day, the West is the best, to quote Jim Morrison. The ideas are, the intellectual ideas, the open freedom, the people that actually delivered freedom instead of talking about it. And that's why the West is being killed. Beyond Westerners, the idea of the West is being gotten rid of by the globalists because it's in competition with them. Freedom, or the American system, which was one of the greatest examples of that, the elites 100 years ago would openly write in newspapers, we've got to get rid of the American system. It can make anybody rich and powerful. It can make anybody successful. It makes people independent. It makes all these different groups out there that can do whatever they want. And centralized control, robber barons don't like that. And so these globalists at CFR meetings and Bilderberg meetings and Club of Rome meetings and Davos meetings, they get together and they put out press statements about, we need to just dominate the public and openly make them slaves. Yeah, the public's all dumb, which you help make dumb. You sit up there all arrogant. Most of you didn't even make your own money. You got it 5-6 generations back on average. That's on average. The average elitist today got their money 5-6 generations ago. Very few actually made it themselves. And so many of the elites, you see, like Bill Gates, were actually given all of it as well. He's a total front guy. So what I'm getting at is this. Don't think Hillary is invincible because she thinks she's invincible and wants you to think she's invincible. That's her own delusion, which is a con game that if it's successful enough, might actually work on you. But this is megalomania, okay? Like, the more success and power I get, the more insecure I get, and the more I'm afraid to make a mistake because I don't want to hurt people. That's a normal grown-up thing. As you get more power and more responsibility, you get more careful. Not with elites in history when they're megalomaniacs. As they get more power, they feel more invincible. So don't think for all their arrogance that they won't be defeated. My only concern is when they've dominated their domestic populations and have been found to be above the law, almost every case they start wars with other people. And three times in the last 200 years, they've done it with Russia. Three times. Say what you want about Russia, it hadn't been taken over yet. And just it's just where empires go to start giant wars. Now there's nuclear weapons. Now our elite is allied with the Chinese. The Russians aren't stupid. They know there's a sneak attack plan with both countries to attack Russia. And I'm not lionizing Russia. I'm just saying it hasn't been taken over, except by the communist revolution, but still not completely. And then they overthrew that. So I'm really worried about Hillary, folks. Once she's got full control of the U.S., you watch. She's going to turn her eyes outward. And as much as I kind of want her to leave us alone and move on, it's going to come back on us, folks. You think Hitler was bad? Hillary is a complete lunatic. They've got nothing but women now running the State Department and most of the decisions at the Pentagon. And it's weird. None of them have been in combat. They all wear these fancy dresses. They get there and make weird comments about how good they are at killing people. And then they just shoot their mouths off. I mean, it just reeks of nuclear war, reeks of defeat, reeks of hell. I mean, you've got a bunch of whacked out weirdos on a bunch of drugs and crap I mean, I can look at Hillary and Samantha Powers and all of them and tell you, those women are on drugs if I've ever seen it. And they have got to be brought, they've got to be stopped, people. We've got to stop them. We're going to take a few more calls, hand the baton to Watson. I'm just telling you, we've got to stop these people. They're megalomaniacs.
Visit GCN Live
before they stop themselves by blowing everything up.